No. Emma Stone made a sexiest sense of humor, which I thought was really true.
Yeah.
They picked sexiest songstress as Britney Spears.
Sexiest songstress?
When was the last time she actually sang, like had a CD out or something?
Yeah. I mean, up and coming knockout, they picked Elizabeth Olsen, the sister of the Olsen twins.
I've never seen her.
Didn't Best Britney? Lips, they picked Amanda Seyfried from Mamma Mia.
That's never seen
a bunch of other weird things like summer hair and stuff like that. It's like, who cares?
Speaking of lips, I saw Suzanne Somers this morning. She was on Rachel Ray's show.
Oh, she looks like a freak.
She does.
Really?
Yeah, she messed herself up real bad.
How old is she? She's got to be.
She's 60, I think. Yeah, she's 60, but her lips are all puffy.
Why do they do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
None of them ever look good after they have their lips done.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a way. Make your lips puffy without looking overpuffed.
Who's that one gal? And her career has taken a horrible turn when you're on TV and you have to do the Depends commercials.
Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, that's her. She's got those big lips too. She's cute, but she's had so much crap done.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Lisa Rinna. I can finish this commercial because I'm wearing Depends.
Yeah. No,
but
that's just got to be.
She had gotten some of that taken out of her.
That's got to be embarrassing. We'd like for you to do a Depends commercial. Okay.
How much?
Hey, for the money?
Yeah, I would do it.
I'd do it.
I would, too. Hey, today I was walking out of my house to leave.
That's a good one.
Is this your Burke?
This will be my Burke contribution. I was walking out of my house, and there's this guy walking down the sidewalk, and he walks up, and he goes, "Are you the man of the house?"
Oh, man.
I hope you told him no.
And I said, "What can I do for you?" And he points to his shirt. And he's got some logo on his shirt. He goes, "I'm with this pest company, and we're in the area." And he goes, "A lot of your neighbors," and he points down the street in the direction that he's walking. "A lot of your neighbors."
So he hadn't even been there yet.
Yeah, "a lot of your neighbors have switched over, and they're going to have us. They're going to go ahead and have us spray, and there's all sorts of things we do." And he says, "Do you have a?" Would you be interested? I said, "No, we have a contract with a pest control company already." And then he says, "Who is it?" I said, "Does it matter? I just said we have a contract with a pest control company."
Wow, you kind of sound like a jerk.
Wow. I knew exactly what he's doing. And he said, he says, "But all of your neighbors are switching. A lot of your neighbors have switched over to the people that they used to use." I said, "Really?
Let's go right now. I know all my neighbors."
Name some of them.
I didn't. I was going to. I
Call
was
them out
so
on it.
Close to say, "Well, let's walk down to some of the neighbors and then you tell me which ones and let me know which ones switched over and all this other." And then he goes on to tell me about how they can take care of your lawn and take care of the bugs out of your lawn and they can do...
what a horrible job.
Oh, yeah. But this guy, I mean... He's walking around with this clipboard and everything, and I thought, are you kidding me? Telling me about the neighbors? Everyone knows about. Well, all of your neighbors have switched.
Dan said, "Don't make me mad. I'll run you over with my car in the driveway."
Yeah, yeah. In the neighborhood, he goes, "Well, how about tomorrow?" I already told him no. I'm like, "No, I'm not interested." "Oh, will you be home tomorrow?" I said, "I'll be in and out tomorrow. I'm not going to be around." And I said, "I'm not interested. We are not interested."
Couldn't take no for an answer.
But those roofers come by and they do that crap.
You should let them talk to Debbie. She'll put them in their place.
Yeah.
she wouldn't want to.
My wife sounds very interested.
Oh, no. No, that stuff happens and she goes, "There's somebody. Would you go talk to that guy?"
Yeah, she doesn't even want to deal
with that. Oh, no, she doesn't want to. She doesn't deal with that at all. Go talk to that guy.
All right, we are going to take our first break. We've got calls coming in. You want to join us? 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. It is the large morning show in the afternoon. It's great to have you along. We'll come back in a few. It's the big 550-KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Looks like we've got a disabled vehicle southbound 270 just before Ladue. If you're coming in from Illinois on westbound 5570, you're slow from Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. May go back a little bit further than that. Once you get over the bridge, you're slow on westbound 40 through Union Station. You're going to find heavy traffic again between Hampton and McCausland. Westbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt, there is a report of debris on the roadway. And this traffic report is brought to you by RE/MAX. Having twins, just married, is your empty nest too big? For all the things that move you, they can help. Find an agent near you at RE/MAX.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
Just want to take a second here to wish moms a happy Mother's Day. It's the most important thing going on this weekend about the most important person in the world, your mommy. Give her a hug, tell her you love her, take her out to brunch, whatever she likes this weekend. Sunday is not the limitation. The whole weekend should be about mom. Happy Mother's Day.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
If you own a business,
like I do,
you're lucky.
It's my dream come true.
But one little mistake can turn your dream come true.
What?
Into a nightmare.
What?
If you own a small business, all it takes is one mistake and you could find yourself facing a lawsuit from an unhappy customer or vendor. If that happens, you could lose more than your business.
More?
Because when your business isn't incorporated, your personal assets, your home, car, your savings could all be taken away.
I didn't know that.
If you own a business, large or small, you can protect your personal assets easily just by incorporating. Call today for your free guide from companycorporation.com. 1-800-300-8455. We don't offer legal or financial advice. We just make incorporating simple. You can incorporate in 10 minutes, safely, easily, and quickly. Protect your personal assets now before it's too late. For your free guide, call 1-800-300-8455. That's 1-800-300-8455.
Are you a male who needs to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being. Because Sensa for Men is sending 30-day free trials to men looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a male over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-2913 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa for Men. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. And if you're a man, now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle. Act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are a male who needs to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-700-2913. That's 1-800-700-2913.
If your car needed a new transmission, what would you rather do? Write out a big fat check for $3,000 or let someone else pay the bill for you? Well, 100 out of 100 people say they'd rather have someone else pay their expensive car repair bills for them. Nobody likes spending their hard-earned money on car repairs. And with Auto Assure, you'll never have to pay another penny for expensive covered repairs because Auto Assure will pay them for you. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now 1-800-700-1423. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So don't waste your hard-earned money on expensive auto repairs. Let Auto Assure pay them for you. Call now for your free information. 1-800-700-1423. Again, that's 1-800-700-1423. 1-800-700-1423.
You know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 psi of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at fram.com.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
All right, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Good to have you along here on this Friday afternoon, working our way to the weekend. Dave has been patiently holding. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing pretty good. Thought I'd try to one-up you guys.
Well, that's not tough to do, but go ahead.
Well, back in the early 60s, I owned a 55 Chevy convertible.
Oh.
We were going down Highway 270. And got into a discussion because I missed a turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the top down, so I just got out from behind the driver's seat, went in the back seat, and everybody else in there scrambled to grab the steering wheel. I do not recommend you try that today, but it was interesting at the time.
I bet it was.
Doing about 55 miles an hour on 270.
Holy crap.
So you did that because they were all kind of yelling at you and giving you crap about
backseat
missing
drivers?
A turn?
Because I missed the turn.
And I said,
here, if you do better than me, you drive.
Wow. Gutsy.
Wow.
You're like, you're like Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah.
No.
Just something crazy you do when you're young.
Yeah.
I don't remember doing anything like that.
No kidding.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Have a good weekend.
Okay. You guys have a good one, too. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Isn't there a commercial currently running on television where the girl jumps out of the car and... you know what I'm talking about? There's a... I can't remember what the product is for. I think it's like a fast food restaurant. And they all jump out of the car. I thought maybe one of you had seen it.
No.
Not so much.
Doesn't
all
sound
right.
like it.
Pardon me. We can edit all that out, right?
Yeah.
This is Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, guys. Hey, is it... I'm AM in the PM, and is it open...
Open Line Friday.
Yes.
That's
yeah. Funny hey, I know we're all paying for TV right now. Okay, because you got to pay to watch whatever. But I'm tired of watching the little scroll commercials on the bottom of my program.
Yes.
When it's irritating and you're trying to see that little bit that's very important. And I would love to start boycotting anybody that does that.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty annoying. It's hard to focus.
Yes, it is. And I mean, we're paying for the programs anyway. And I think they got their nerve to go ahead and start, you know, hey, they got their allotted time. Let's go ahead and put the commercials on the commercials, that way they can save time and money.
Well, you know why they're doing that now, Mike? Because of the DVRs. Everybody's
fast forwards.
Fast forwarding and blazing through the commercials. So
that's true.
Well, that'll teach them.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
I just passed you in your simulator too.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
You passed me by simulator.
Is this Mike from Rolla?
Yes, it is. Okay. How you guys doing?
Good.
All right.
He's the pie man.
I just made my fiance a strawberry rhubarb pie.
Wow. You have a fiance now. Last time we met you, you didn't have one.
No, I did not. But now I have found that special someone in my life, and we are engaged, and we can't get married until she becomes of age.
Okay. Well,
really?
Good luck with that.
Well, now wait. Let me tell you the rest of the story.
All right, yeah, please.
You knew there had to be some more.
Make it quick. Go ahead.
She's got to turn 60 before we get married.
Oh, wow.
60.
She's collecting death benefits, and if we get married before she turns 60, she can't get
it.
And I told her, I'm a gold digger. I'll wait.
There you go.
Do you still hang out at that bar down there with the funny name?
Let's see. Tater Patch?
Yeah, Tater Patch. Yeah.
Tater Patch, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, guys. You guys have a great one. We'll talk to you guys later, okay?
Okay, bye,
see you, Mike.
Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. This is Larry. How you doing, Larry?
Good. I'm aiming for
you. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah.
You ever heard the expression, life imitating art?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't work. When you try to imitate art, it does not work, especially when you're going 20 miles an hour down the road and you jump out of a pickup truck with your legs moving like you're running.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it didn't work very well. I got a permanent scar all over my arm from it.
Oh. I'm telling you, it's amazing. If a car's doing 5 miles per hour and you try to jump out, it's amazing how...
Yep, no, doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Well, where was the art in that? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's like cartoons, you know.
Movies and stuff.
You see that happen all the time.
He was drawing a picture when he jumped out.
Fine.
That didn't right. work.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Thank you, Larry. You too. All right. People want to talk today. This is John. Hello, John.
Hello, Bill. Hello, everyone.
Hi, hey, John.
AM and the PM, as always.
Hallelujah.
Bill,
yeah.
You're thinking of that horse trough place, Golden Corral, where they're in the back seat. They don't want to go to the other place that people are suggesting to go to for two for 20. And they all of a sudden they jump out and they're right in front of a Golden Corral.
I don't think that's the one I'm thinking of. There's another one that I'm thinking of, and the girl just jumps out of the out of the car.
Oh, well, I haven't seen that one
yet. Clearly, it's
a
popular
guy and a gal.
All right. All right, well, I'll look for that one, too.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. Okay.
Bye now.
Yeah, now I'm going to drive myself crazy trying to think of what that is. Steve is up next. Hello, Steve. Good afternoon.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM also.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hey, now, this Marvin Kilcorn guy that's going to be starting Monday.
Mr. Kilcorn, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think I've seen him.
Really?
At the end of his broadcast, he points at the camera and says, "Remember, you paid for it."
No, that's Elliot Davis.
Yeah. That's a different...
Yeah,
that's... Oh, I guess I'll just have to keep watching Fox and see if I can pick it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
See you guys.
Thanks,
bye.
Steve.
Right. I got a text from a couple people, and it says Golden Corral. That's
maybe that is it.
Wow.
I don't know. I have no idea. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. You want to jump in here? Got a little bit of the Wendy Williams show today. By accident, of course. So, not exactly appointment TV in the Cleveland house, but I had it on, and it was just to have a little noise in the house while I was doing some stuff. And have you seen this show?
I've seen clips of it.
Is almost like it's a joke, like it's a Saturday Night Live bit, but it's serious,
right?
And there are people I've heard from other people that don't even know if she's really a female. If she kind of looks, she kind of has some manly,
characteristics
about her.
Yeah, thick.
And she's got that New York accent, and it was every 12 seconds everything she said, the audience went crazy, and I almost started to write some of the stuff down. She's like, "Well, I've got a new coffee cup today." Woo! Mother's Day is coming up. Woo! All right. I mean, everything she said, people were screaming, and I mean, it's like they drunk up the audience, I guess.
Ugh,
before they get them going.
Is this in the morning or?
It was at. Hang on, I'll tell you.
Yeah, early afternoon.
It was 12:30 maybe 1 o'clock. I mean, it was embarrassing. I was embarrassed for this woman. It was so horrible. But the Wendy Williams show. You want a good laugh? Dude.
Oh,
have you seen her?
I have seen parts of it. I can't stomach that show at all. But I've seen her come out and she talks, and it's like, doesn't she have an Adam's apple?
That's what I said. She looks a little manly.
Yeah, she does, and she is weird. Yeah. It's a
yeah. She's show. Having fun. Who cares?
I care.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm the one that cares.
Oh, I don't watch it. I mean, I'll turn it off. So
I believe this is Gary. How you doing, Gary?
Oh, I'm doing real good, Bill.
Good. What's going on?
Oh, your story about the people falling out of the cars and that brought me back some long-time memories. Back when I was 5, and I'm almost 60 now, but we were plowing around. My mother and a friend of hers were driving to some store out in Afton, mm-hmm. and they had to make a quick turn into the parking lot area there, and we had 3 kids in the back, and we were all kind of jumping around, and this was before seatbelts and that, and lo and behold, the door flew open, and I went flying out and rolled a bunch of times. I was lucky I didn't get run over.
Holy cow.
But I remember my mother, taking me into the supermarket there. I don't know, it was the Kroger's or something like that, and then we went back to the meat department, where they had all the shaved ice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got a bunch of ice in there because I was scraped up all over the place and that, but it was just kind of a weird little memory.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is back then, if something happened, you fall out of a car and you roll and all this other stuff, and moms would just take you in to the grocery store, get ice or anything. Now, today, you're going to urgent care. Yeah. You're going to the emergency room.
And the police are there
else.
To file a report for child.
Oh, for sure.
Bunch of wusses now.
Yeah.
But we are.
That's right.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Gary. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Yeah, the Kroger, man. Do they still have those?
Yes.
Yeah, there are some
not
out
in St.
Louis,
west.
But, yeah, like western.
This is one in Troy.
Yeah, they haven't been here in a long time.
They're up in Detroit.
Kroger? Hey.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Don. How you doing, Don?
Yeah, well, I was doing all right until that guy called in and thought he knew who Martin Kilcorn was. First of all, he's wide about 225. Elliot Davis is probably 180 pounds and black. Now, colorblind, but I know the difference between black and white.
Okay.
Now,
I straightened up.
I think he was.
I'm kind of confused too. So Martin's a black guy?
No.
Elliot.
Elliot's
a black guy.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I think it was a joke.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Really?
I thought he was serious.
It was a joke. He was kidding.
No, he wasn't kidding. He didn't know he was kidding. He's excuse for the guy. Yeah. You know, he's either blind. Literally blind. He's crazier than he looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on now. Man.
All right. All right, Don. Don't get too upset. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. Oh, man, Don got a little...
Yeah.
It worked out.
Ruffled the feathers there. This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I got a little funny story. Back in the 70s, I had a car that had vinyl seat.
That is covered. That's a funny story.
Yeah, I think he's got right? more.
It gets better. And I had just heard about Armor All. I don't know if it had just come out or what the deal was. So at noon, I go out and get some, and I put this all over my seats.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before seatbelts, you know, or I didn't have seatbelts.
Mm-hmm.
And the first turn I made, I was... My rear end was up against the driver's
sliding
the passenger
around.
Seat. Up against the passenger seat. I don't know how I even held on to the steering wheel, but it was rough getting home the rest of the way. But boy, I learned a lesson. You didn't want to do that again.
That stuff works well, huh?
It works really well.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Bill. Have a good weekend, thanks. Buddy.
You
See
too.
You later.
I remember putting that on something too that wasn't, it shouldn't have been on, and I can't remember what it was, but it made it real slippery.
We used to have a Ford Fairmount, I think, and had black leather seats. And yeah, I remember my dad used to put that Armor All stuff.
Uh-huh.
I loved to keep it, you know, nice and shiny and new looking. But and that was the only new thing about that car. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. I believe Peon has a contribution or two. He's going to. So hey, on the edge of your seat.
Oh man,
on the edge of your
seat.
That
a tease.
That's what we call a tease. We'll come back and we'll chat some more with you as well. And Joe Hipperson's here today, just after 4 o'clock. Of course, Mike Evans a little bit later on the show. Great to have you along. Back in a few, this is the Big 550 KTRS.
Time to check in with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, we're already slow now on southbound 270 from Page down through Big Bend. If you're traveling on eastbound 40, it's stacking up approaching Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270, that's heavy east or west of Lindbergh through New Florissant. And then on westbound 5570, as you're coming over the Poplar Street Bridge, it's slow from 4th Street to the bridge itself. This traffic report is brought to you by the Home Depot. For Mother's Day, the Home Depot's made a special buy. 10-inch hanging baskets are just $6.98. Give mom some reds, pinks, and purples that'll last all summer long. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you are one of the thousands of St. Louis area homeowners who suffered damage from the recent storms and are now facing a bewildering array of insurance claims, insurance paperwork, and insurance adjusters, you need some answers. Tune in this Saturday from 4 till 5 p.m. for the Lane House Construction Show with the roofer, Kerry House. He'll take your calls and give you the answers you need to handle the entire process. The Lane House Construction Show with the roofer, Kerry House. This Saturday at 4 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is NASCAR driver Mike Wallace. In racing, we have a term called the big one. That's when a bunch of cars get damaged from the same crash. Well, the St. Louis area has experienced the big one, with extensive hail damage to roofs, siding, and guttering on thousands of homes. And now, while you wait on your insurance company, it's the perfect time to call Compton Roofing, locally owned and celebrating their 60th anniversary. Compton Roofing will be glad to help you with quality roofing products, a quality installation, and make the job easy, with experienced professionals that will make sure you are satisfied with the work and your insurance claim. Just give them a call, 314-427-5912, or toll free, 800-447-5912. Online, comptonroofing.com. Members of the Better Business Bureau, the RSCA, and the HBA. They are fully insured, licensed in Missouri and Illinois, and experts ready to help you. I'm Mike Wallace. That's why I called Compton Roofing to do my roof. You should too.
Join in the fun this Friday and Saturday at the largest indoor yard sale at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville.
You'll find some great deals with over 500 tables under one roof.
If you want to beat the crowd and get a sneak peek,
there's an early bird fee of $5 on Friday from 4 to 7 p.m.
On Saturday, it's free. The largest indoor yard sale is this Friday evening and Saturday till 3 p.m. at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds.
Call 618-223-0052.
Or go to bcfairgrounds.net.
Why does sales exec Rob Taylor stay at La Quinta? Because with La Quinta's new mobile site, Rob can hold a room at the last minute with one finger and his phone number.
Bam!
This makes Rob one confident son of a gun. And when Rob's one confident son of a gun, you know what he does in his meeting?
And here's the sales pitch.
Oh, that one is crushed!
He knocks it out of the park! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Instant hold your next successful stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Hear this song? I like it.
Wow, I like this
she
song
told
too.
You, Dan.
What?
No, I meant, can we just let it play?
Oh, forever?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Oh, she wasn't dissing me.
No, I wasn't.
She just likes this song.
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to be.
314-969-KTRS or toll free. 888-550-KTRS. And our final contribution in the opening segment comes from Eon the Peon. What do you got, Peon?
Oh, thank you very much, Bill. I'm not going to go into it a whole lot because everybody's already talked about the Avengers, but we went last night and... It had to be, I think, in my life, one of the most pleasurable movie-going experiences
really?
Ever. Just,
and you I'm go not without even, your wife?
The Avengers?
The she amazing was there? Fact is she was there.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
And my father-in-law was there. He went with us, too.
Wow.
And so, but I wasn't really a big comic book fan. Growing up as a kid, I didn't really, I mean, I read Archie comics more than like superhero comics. But I'm telling you, I mean, I had a smile on my face that whole movie. The effects were just amazing. I mean, there's multiple times it was just like, wow. I mean, just to yourself. And so I would say go see 3D. I know Tina said she didn't see 3D.
Oh, you saw it in 3D?
Yeah, if you're going to go see this, I would say go and see it
in
3D.
I can't watch them in 3D.
Really?
It does something to my head. I have a headache when I watch it.
Oh.
I can't go more than like 10 minutes.
I would go again and see it in 3D.
Yeah,
Frank's wife is like that.
When those big things come out towards the end, those big...
the whole movie. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that scene. But I'm telling you that Avatar was kind of the same thing, where it was like one of the most just amazing movie going experiences I've ever had.
Really?
So Avengers. So I, you know, just like everybody, I've not heard one bad.
Did he have some good lines in there or what?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, he's very funny. Very funny as that character.
So now you said you didn't follow comic books. I don't follow comic books either. As a non-comic book person, you can sit down and follow the story.
Oh, you pick it up. But yeah, you pick it up.
There's not stuff you need to know before you sit down.
No, because I didn't go see...
Seeing Thor might have helped.
I didn't go see the Thor movie.
I didn't see Thor. Did you see
Thor?
No, I didn't see Thor. I didn't see Thor.
I didn't see Thor. I didn't see Captain America. I don't think I saw either of the
I didn't see Captain America.
See, and
either.
I didn't know. Again, I'm a moron when it comes to comic book stuff.
They all had their own movies. Most of them, not Hawkeye.
But I mean, in the comic books.
Oh, in the comic books, they all had separate comics. Okay, but then they came together to form the Avengers. Okay. It was like this special group that had to take down, you know, really powerful enemies. And this and that.
Did you see Iron Man?
No.
Oh, you didn't see the movie Iron Man?
I would suggest seeing
the last movie I saw was Here's a Shock, the Muppet movie. That's the last one I went to the theater.
But Iron Man, I think you would enjoy Iron Man. That was a really good movie. Both of them, Iron Man 1 and 2.
Yes, because he is very good at that character. He is really, I mean, plays it.
He's a good
I don't
actor.
Think yeah, I don't think I could picture anybody else playing that character now, but so Avengers. And the second thing, I'm very excited too. We're going to see the Symphony tonight, but they're doing Led Zeppelin.
Oh yeah, I heard that's really
so
good.
I'm very excited about that. There's two shows we're going to go see this summer. They're doing a Led Zeppelin night and a Beatles night, and yeah, both of those I'm looking forward to.
You're very
to.
Cultured.
So, that'll be really cool, though.
People probably wouldn't know that just by hearing you on the radio.
Right, they think
day.
I'm this, you know, ogre, you know,
do you get
crude,
dressed up
crass.
A little bit to go to Powell, or you just wear
that's
jeans?
What I asked him before.
You know what? I was Angela was asking me that, what I was going to wear, but I would think at a Led Zeppelin night, you could wear nice jeans and
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've been there a couple times for, we saw a movie there one time. We saw, I think it was North by Northwest, where the orchestra played they play the soundtrack to the movie. And I can't remember if I wore khaki slacks or whatever, but I don't know.
You know, I've never been to the symphony.
Really?
Nope.
You've never been to Paul?
I've been to Powell Symphony Hall, but I've never been to a symphony performance.
Yeah, it's, I wouldn't think I would like certain things, but I do. We went the one year to watch some Christmas music, which was very, I was, you know, surprised I enjoyed it so much. And
it sounds so good in there.
Yeah.
They
I mean,
the
they're
one
amazing.
With Looney Tunes music. Didn't they do that once? Like with Hanna-Barbera type of?
Yeah.
And I wish that would have been a neat one to see.
Yeah, I don't know if I could go there just to see some standard Mozart, Beethoven pieces. I mean, I enjoy that music, you know, little bits and pieces, but I don't know if I
once
could
every
see
once every 7 years is a good.
But, yeah, so Led Zeppelin. I'm interested to hear how that transfers into an orchestra. So.
Oh, I bet you it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Found out today hot little Norah Jones is coming to town.
Oh man. I like Norah Jones a lot, too.
So you're going to try and get in and get backstage?
You're darn right I am.
Get backstage.
Going to pull some strings.
I went on the tour bus. What are you talking about?
So I'll have a report on Monday from the Led Zeppelin Symphony.
That'll be good. Oh, yeah, Norah Jones. I think every guy secretly has a crush on Norah Jones.
Oh,
I don't know how you
was
cute. I think she's
really very talented. I've seen her in concert before. It's 4 o'clock right now at the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There